This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week on This Week in Agribusiness. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Water is a finite resource. And as farmers use more high-tech tools to monitor their irrigation use, they are learning about quantity and timing issues. A vice president of sales and marketing for AgSense, a high-tech irrigation control company, Steve Sveum, discusses what his firm has learned.
So the data often shows overwatering. And in fact, from my experience, I feel like we find more growers are finding that they're overwatering as opposed to underwatering. The concern seems to be on the front end, am I putting enough water on? When in reality, once they see the data and are able to do the analysis of that data through these reports, whoa, I'm putting too much water on at maybe the right time or maybe not the right time.
Steve says monitoring tools provide farmers with much greater information about how they use water in irrigation. And he says matching water availability to crop need is a key practice for the future. That's the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer.
Binge drinking is something health officials say they are watching closer. Did you know this? 88,000 deaths a year in this country, 88,000, are attributed to excessive alcohol consumption. And the experts estimate there are 17 billion binge drinks consumed a year in America. This comes from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And to qualify binge drinking, listen to this. It's a woman having four or more drinks and a man having five or more in a short period of time. From This Week in Agribusiness, the stress has become intense for some who farm and of great concern to the dairy farm families. As if it weren't bad enough that milk prices are disastrously low, well below the cost of doing business, some producers have lost their contracts altogether, contracts to sell their milk. Our friend at the University of Wisconsin Center for Safety and Health, Professor John Schutzke, reminds us that in our agriculture communities, you'll find the highest suicide rate of any profession. John says it is something we don't talk about a lot in this country, but he adds it is something to be concerned about. John says if there is someone in your family or in your community that you are worried about, it is okay to talk about it. He says if you're truly concerned, the worst you could do is embarrass yourself. And John Schutzke says it does show people you care. There is a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And I will give this number and I'll repeat it this week on my broadcast and I'll post it on my Twitter account. It's 800-273-8255. An 800 number, 800-273-8255. By the way, our friend John Schutzke in Madison, Wisconsin, who grew up on a dairy farm in Indiana, points out that eating right, exercising, and maintaining a sense of humor can help manage stress, too. And speaking of enjoyment and sense of humor, did you see all those puppy shots last week on National Puppy Day? It made me smile several times. And have you noticed this? Have you noticed how much some people look like their pets? You put them side by side. It is laughable. That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.